Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Hey. The bulk of this perek discusses the dinim of two people who promote Avodah Zarah in different ways, the Mesit and the Navi Sheker. The Mesit encourages one or more people, up to half a city, to commit the sin of idolatry, and he is put to death by Skila even if he is unsuccessful. The Navi Sheker claims either to speak on behalf of a false deity, mitnabe b'shem avodah zarah, with a command to do anything, or to speak on behalf of God with a command to worship avodah zarah. Either way, he is put to death by chenek, strangulation. The Navi Sheker was mentioned briefly at the end of the ninth parak of Hilchot Yisodi HaTorah, when the Rambam discussed the legitimate bounds of prophecy. The Rambam ends this parak with a prohibition to take an oath or vow using the name of an avodah zarah. Altogether, this perek has 11 mitzvot, all of them mitzvot lo taseh, the most we've encountered in a single perek. Halacha Aleph. Hameisit echad miYisrael, ben ish ben isha, harei ze niskal. Af al pi shelo avad hamusat, velo hameisit avodah zarah, el mipnei shohorahu laavod. Ben shaya hameisit hedyot, ben shaya navi, ben shaya hamusat yachid, ish o isha o yichidim, mitato biskila. Someone who encourages or entices another person to do avodah zarah, whether this person, this mesit, is a man or woman, gets the punishment of skila, even though neither he nor the person he was speaking to, known in Hebrew as the musat, actually worshipped avodah zarah. He's killed just for his enticement. This is true whether the mesit was a navi or a regular person, and whether the musat was an individual or a bunch of individuals. The mesit gets skila. Halacha bet, hameisit et rov anshei ha'ir harei ze madiach v'eino nikra mesit. If, however, the mesit tries to entice most of a city to do avodah zarah, then he's not called a mesit. He's called a madiach, and we learned his halacha in the last perek. He gets skila, but only if he is successful. Hayaze shehidiach rov ha'ir navi mitato b'skila v'hanidachim harehin ki yichidim v'einan ka'anshei ir hanidachat ad shiu hamadichim shnaim v'echad ha'omer amra li avodah zarah ivduha o shamar amar li hakadosh baruch hu ivdu avodah zarah harezen navi shehidiach v'im hudchu acharav rov ha'ir niskal. We're going to learn later in this perek about the din of a navi sheker, but someone who is madiach most of the city to do avodah zarah, even if he happens to be a navi, he doesn't have the din of a navi sheker. He has the usual din of a madiach who gets skila. However, the nidachim, the city residents who are led astray by this navi, they do not have the din of an ir nidachat, because they were not led astray by at least two people. Recall that was one of the conditions of an ir nidachat, but rather by this navi. So they get the punishment of an individual, that is, skila, and their property is spared. This navi is considered a madiach, whether he said that God told him that we should worship avodah zarah, or if he said the avodah zarah itself spoke to him and instructed him to worship it. Either way, he is considered a navi shehidiach. Hameisit sheheisit, ben bilshon rabin, ben bilshon yachid, harei ze niskal. Ketzad, haomer lechavero, e'evod avodah zarah, e'lech ve'evod, ne'lech ve'navod, b'avodah plonit, shederech ota avodah zarah lehe'aved ba. The mesit is chayav whether he encourages someone to do avodah zarah by speaking in the singular or by speaking in the plural, meaning whether he says, I am going to worship avodah zarah, the implication is, and you should follow me, or if he says, let's go worship avodah zarah, and to do so in a way which is the usual form of worshiping that avodah zarah. Ezbach, e'lech ve'ezbach. Ezbach, nelech venizbach, akater, elech vakater, nelech unkater, anasech, elech manasech, nelech unasech, eshtachave, elech veshtachave, nelech venishtachave, hareza mesit. And similarly, if he speaks about doing any of the four special actions that one is chayav for with any avodah zarah, hishtachava'a, zvicha, haktara, and nisuch, and whether he says any of them in the singular, saying that he will do it, or saying that he will go and do it, or if he says in the plural, let's go and do this type of worship, in all these cases he is considered a mesit. Hesit lishnayim harehein edav, v'hein mevi'inoto leveidin, umi'idin alav shekach amar lehen visoklinoto. Someone who tries to be mesit two people, those two can be his witnesses, and they bring him to court, testify against him, and he gets skila. Halacha gemo, v'ein hamesit tzarich hatra'a, amar le'echad, הוא אומר לו, יש לי חברים רוצים בכך, ומערים עליו עד שיסית בפני שניים, כדי להורגו. אם לא רצה המסית להסית לשניים, מצווה להחמין לו. כל חייבי מיתות שבתורה אין מחמנין עליהן חוץ מזה. The mesit does not require warning. If he tries to entice one person, that one can say to him, oh, I have some friends who might be interested. Would you tell them? As a way of tricking him into doing his hasata in front of witnesses. And if the mesit understands what's going on and doesn't want to speak to people, then the musat is obligated to try to entrap him, as we'll see in the continuation of this halacha, exactly how. This is the only case of someone who is chayav mita that we are commanded to try to entrap. Ketzad mechamnin lo, hamusat mevi shnayim umamidan b'mokom afel, kedei shiru hamesit v'yishmu'u dvarav v'lo yireh otan. V'hu omer lamesit, emor ma she'amart li b'yichud. V'hu omer lo. והמוסת משיבו, היאך נניח את אלוקינו שבשמיים, ונלך ונעבוד את העיסים ואת האבנים, אם חזר בו או ששתק פטור. ואם אמר לו, כך היא חובתנו וכך יפה לנו, העומדים שם בריחוק מביאים אותו לביתין וסוקלין אותו. How do we entrap the mesit? The musat brings two people, hides them in a dark spot where they won't be seen, but from where they can see the mesit, and hear what he has to say. And the musat says to the mesit, tell me again what you told me before. And after the Mesit repeats it, the Musat responds to him, how can we abandon our God and go and worship wood and rock? And if the Mesit recants, or if he is quiet, then he is patur. But if he says to him, no, this is what we must do and this is good for us, then those who see him from a distance can bring him to court and have him killed. Here we can ask, why does the Musat need to hide two witnesses to entrap the Mesit? Didn't the Rambam say in Halacha Bet that a Musat himself can be a witness against the Mesit? Shouldn't it suffice to have one additional witness in hiding? The Marshal points out that in capital cases like that of the Mesit, testimony is only accepted from two people who witnessed the event together, or at least who saw each other at the time of the event. Since that is not the case for the Musat and anyone who would be hiding in the dark, they cannot testify together against the Mesit. Halacha Dalet. Mitzvah b'yad ha-Musat lehorgo, shnemar yadcha tiyabo v'arishona lehamito. The Musat himself has the mitzvah to kill the Mesit, as the Pasuk says regarding the Mesit, your hand, that of the Musat, should be first against him to kill him. The Torah commands us to be ruthless in bringing the Mesit to justice, and in one Pasuk lists five ways in which we are not to show him any compassion or leniency. We'll read this Pasuk now, and then see in the remainder of this halacha how the Rambam counts each of the five ways as a separate mitzvah lo taseh. This is Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tet. Lo tovelo, velo tishma ilav, velo tachos eincha alav, velo tachmol, velo techase alav. Now we'll see how the Rambam understands each of these phrases. Vasur la musat lehov et hamisit, shnemar lo tovelo. Ulfi shnemar basone, azov ta'azovimo, yacholata ozev laze, tamud lamar, velo tishma ilav. Ulfi shnemar lo tamod adam riecha, yachol iata omeid al damo shalze, tamud lamar, lo tachos eincha. ואסור למוסת למד עליו זכות, שנאמר ולא תחמול, ואם ידע לו חובה, אינו רשאי לשתוק ממנה, שנאמר ולא תכסה עליו. From the first phrase, לא תובה לו, the Rambam learns it is forbidden to love the Mesit. From the second phrase, we learn that the Mesit is not like the usual enemy, the Sone, about whom the Torah says that if his animal is suffering under a heavy weight, you are commanded to help him. You are commanded to abandon your hatred of him, azov tazovimo. With a mesit, it's not that way. Lo tishma'ilav, you are commanded not to abandon your hatred of him. From the third phrase, we learn that even though in general the halacha is lo tamod al damri'echa, do not stand by while your neighbor is in trouble and might lose his life, when it comes to the mesit, we are not to take that attitude. Lo tachos einchalav, do not let your eyes pity him. From the fourth phrase, we learn the musat is forbidden to advance any arguments on behalf of the mesit. Lo tachmol. Do not show him any compassion. And if the Musat knows incriminating evidence against the Mesit, he is not allowed to remain silent. As it says in the fifth phrase, Velo techase alav. Do not cover up for him. Va'azara lehediyot ha-Mesit minayin, shenamar v'chol Yisrael yishmu'u v'yirau v'lo yosifu la'asot. Where does the Torah ever mention the prohibition for a regular person, that is, not a Navi, to be a Mesit? That we learn from the pasuk at the end of the parsha of Mesit, v'chol Yisrael yishmu'u v'yirau v'lo yosifu la'asot. Everyone who sees what happens to the Mesit must learn that they cannot do that. That is the warning against being a Mesit. Halacha hei, ha-Mesit acharim la'ovdo, v'amar lehem ivduni, im avdu oto niskal. Vimlo avduhu afa pishe kilumenu vamru lo hein enoniskal. The special case of a mesit who encourages others to worship him himself as an avodah zarah, he is only chayav if the musat, the person he speaks to or the people he speaks to, actually worship him. But if not, even though they said, yes, we agree we'll worship you, the assumption is that they were joking with him. They didn't really accept what he had to say. And in this case, he's not niskal at all because everything he said is taken to be a joke. Aval im hesit lavodat ish acher o lishar minei avodah zarah im kivel menu v'amar hin eleich v'navod afa bishadayin lo avad shnehem niskalin. Hamisit v'hamusat, shnamar lo toveh v'lo tishma, hayim shama v'ava chayav. However, if the mesit tells the musat to go worship some other person or any avodah zarah, then even if neither has actually worshipped, both of them, the mesit and the musat, get skila. We already knew this about the mesit, but now the Rambam is adding that even the musat, just his very consent without actually doing avodah zarah, is enough to make him chayav skila. The reason for this is the pasuk, lo toveh v'lo tishma, do not be attracted to the mesit, do not listen to him. If he is attracted to him and listens to him, that's enough to make him chayav skila. Halacha vav. From here through Halacha tet, the Rambam discusses the Navi Sheker, and there are two kinds of Navi Sheker, as we'll see. Navi ha-mitnabe b'shem avodah zarah ketzad, zeh ha-omer, amra li avodah zarah plonit, o kochav ploni, shemitzva lasot kach v'kach, o shlo lasot kach v'kach, afilu kiven et ha-alacha l'tameh et ha-tameh ul'taher et ha-tohor, im hitrubo b'fnei shnaim, harei zeh nechnak, shnamar v'asher idaber b'shem Elohim achirim, umet ha-navi ha-hu, v'azara shlo miklal shenemar v'shem Elohim achirim lo tazkiru. The first kind of Navi Sheker is the Navi who claims to be speaking in the name of a foreign deity, who says, the Avodah Zarah such and such told me to do this or not to do this, even if the thing that he says to do is the proper halacha, it is in fact a mitzvah. If he does this in front of two witnesses with mourning, he is put to death by chenek, strangulation. This is based on the pasuk in Parshat Shoftim that says that a Navi that speaks in the name of a foreign god, umet ha-navi ha-hu, and when the Torah just says meit stam, it's referring to strangulation. The Azhara, the pasuk where the Torah tells the Navi he's not allowed to do this, is the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, v'shem Elohim acharim lo tazkiru, do not mention any foreign god, in this case, in the context of a nevuah. Halacha zayin. V'asur laroch din u'tshuva im mitnabe b'shem avodah zarah. V'ein sho'alin mimenu otu mofet. V'imasa me'atzmo ein mashkichin alav v'ein maharirin bo. V'chol ha'mechashev ba'otot shelo shema emetein avar b'lo taseh. Shenemar lo tishma el divrei ha'navi ha'hu. We are not allowed to enter into discussion or debate with, or even to test the Navi who speaks in the name of Avodah Zarah. We don't ask him to perform any kind of sign, and even if he does a sign on his own, we do not pay attention to it. Anyone who begins to think that because of the signs he performs, that maybe what he says is true, is in violation of a lo taseh. That's lo taseh of lo tishma el divrei ha-navi ha-hu, the prohibition against listening to such a navi. V'chein navi sheker, mitato b'chenek, af al pi shemitnabe b'shem Hashem, v'lo hosif v'lo gara, shenemar ach ha-navi asher yazid daber davar b'shmi, et asher lo tzivitiv daber, v'asher daber b'shem Elohim achirim, umet ha-navi ha-hu. The same pasuk the Rambam quoted earlier from Parashat Shoftim makes reference to the second kind of Navi Sheker, that is the one who speaks in the name of God, but who says a supposed nevuah that God never in fact told him. It might be that he's telling us to do some avera, like Avodah Zarah, or even if he is not adding or detracting at all from the word of God, just saying something that he wasn't told, he still is chayv mita. Now one can ask, if he's not telling us to do anything wrong, how are we supposed to know what he's saying is not really a nevuah that he received from God? The Merkavat HaMishnah, one of the commentaries on the Rambam, suggests that this is a case where this Navi is not one who we know to be a real Navi, and someone who we do know to be a real Navi comes and tells us that what this Navi is saying is not a nevuah that he in fact received. Halacha chet, echad hamitnabe mashlo shama b'marei hanevuah, o mi sheshama divrei navi chaveiro, v'amar shedavar ze lo nemar, v'hu mitnabe bo, harei ze navi sheker, u'mitato b'chenek. What are examples of a navi sheker? A navi who says a nevuah that he never received, or a navi who says a nevuah that was received by another navi, but not by him. For that also, he's considered a navi sheker, and he gets punished by chenek. Halacha tet, kol hamonea atzmo meharigat navi sheker mipnei malato, sharehu olechem darchei hanevuah, hareza over belo taaseh, shenamar bezadon dibro hanavi, lo tagur mimenu, vechein hamonea atzmo milamed alav chova, o hapached viarei midvarav, harehu bichlal lo tagur mimenu, vein dani navi sheker, ella bebeitin shel 71. Anyone who abstains from bringing a Navi Sheker to justice because he is an exalted figure, because he seems to be on a very high spiritual level, this person is in violation of a lo taseh, the lo taseh of lo tagur mimenu. Do not fear the Navi Sheker, but rather take him to justice. And so too, anyone who abstains from testifying against him because he fears him or fears his words, that also is a violation of lo tagur mimenu. The Navi Sheker too, just like the Ir HaNidachat, is only judged in the Beit Din HaGadol that sits in Yerushalayim of 71 judges. To summarize, there are four mitzvot when it comes to the Navi Sheker. There's the prohibition against giving a nevuah in the name of Avodah Zarah. There's the Isser on the listeners to listen to a Navi who gives a nevuah in the name of Avodah Zarah. There's the Isser on the Navi to give a nevuah in the name of God, but a false nevuah. And this we saw there are two types, a nevuah that he never heard or a nevuah that was told to another Navi, but not to him. And the fourth Isser is this last one of not to be afraid and not to abstain from killing the Navi Sheker of lo tagur mimenu. In the last two halachot of the perek, the Rambam discusses one further prohibition, and that is not to swear or take an oath or vow in the name of Avodah Zarah. Halacha Yud. Hanoder b'shem Avodah Zarah v'hanishbaba loke. Shnemar b'shem Elohim achirim lo tazkiru. Echad hanishbaba la'atzmo. V'chad hanishbaba legoy, v'asur lahashbia legoy b'yirato, v'afilu lahazkir shem avodah zarah shelo derech shvua asur, shenamar lo tazkiru. It's forbidden to take an oath or vow in the name of Avodah Zarah. Anyone who does that gets malkot. The Isser here is the same pasuk that we mentioned earlier from Parshat Mishpatim, which is the azhara for the Navi who speaks in the name of Avodah Zarah. V'shem Elohim achirim lo tazkiru. Do not mention the name of a foreign god. It's forbidden to take the oath, whether to yourself or to a goy. It is forbidden to have a goy take an oath on his false god, and it is even forbidden to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah without any connection to a shvuah. And this again is based on the pasuk of V'shem Elohim Achirim Lo Tazkiru. Regarding this Isser against mentioning the name of Avodah Zarah, the Shulchan Aruch and later Poskim list certain exceptions. It is permitted to mention the name of a non-Jewish holiday, even if this name contains the name of Avodah Zarah, as long as it isn't mentioned with respect or reverence. Similarly, one can refer to a place name with the name of someone considered holy by an Avodah Zarah religion, for example, the cities, St. Louis or St. Paul. When speaking with an Oved Avodah Zarah, one can greet or bless him with something like, "May God bless you," but Poskim dispute whether one may say, "May your God bless you," as this is a direct reference to Avodah Zarah. Halach Yud Aleph. Lo yomar adam l'chavero, shemor li betzad Avodah Zarah plonit, v'chayotzei bazeh. V'chol Avodah Zarah k'tuva b'ketvei HaKodesh, mutar lazkir shema, kigon pa'or, uvel, unavo, v'gad v'chayotzei behen. V'asur li grom l'acharim shiidru v'shi yikaymu b'shem Avodah Zarah. V'eino loke ela hanoder b'shma v'amekayim b'shma, v'hu hanishba b'shma. A person should not even mention Avodah Zarah in the context of telling an acquaintance, "Oh, let's meet next to the idol of such and such Avodah Zarah." Any Avodah Zarah that is mentioned in Tanakh, it's allowed to say its name. For instance, Pa'or, which appears in Sefer Bamidbar, and the Avodah Zarahs of Bel and Nevo, which are referenced in Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Vav, or the Avodah Zarah of God, also mentioned in Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Samechei. It's forbidden to cause others to take a vow in the name of Avodah Zarah, but Malkot is only for someone who actually makes a vow himself or makes a shvuah in the name of Avodah Zarah. The Raiva disagrees with the Rambam about the punishment of Malkot for one who takes a vow or oath in the name of Avodah Zarah, as this is a lav she'en bo maaseh. The Kesef Mishnah, to defend the Rambam, points out that one of the three exceptional lavim for which there is a punishment of Malkot, even though no act is involved, is nishba l'sheker, taking a false oath. Generally, that means taking a false oath in God's name, but the Rambam may consider an oath in the name of Avodah Zarah to be equivalent to a false oath. The Radvaz in the Tshuva suggests another explanation. Recall that one of the forms of Avodah Zarah, for which one is liable for the death penalty, is just saying, "Eliata, you are my God." We see from this that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, mere speech is sufficient to incur the death penalty, and therefore certainly the lesser penalty of Malkot. In summary, this perek dealt with the Mesit, the Navi Sheker, and finally, the prohibition against swearing in the name of Avodah Zarah. We had altogether 11 mitzvot lo taseh, and we'll just list them as a way of summarizing the perek. The first Isser is to entice someone to worship Avodah Zarah, that is, to be a Mesit. And then there are 5 Isurim as to how we relate to the Mesit. We are not allowed to love him. We are not allowed to abandon hatred of him. We are not allowed to try to save him. We are not allowed to defend him in court. And we are not allowed to abstain from condemning him in court and testifying against him whenever we can. We saw 2 types of Navi Sheker. One who reports a nevuah in the name of a false god, that itself is forbidden. And it's forbidden for us to listen to such a Navi Sheker. And secondly, a Navi Sheker who says a nevuah in the name of God, but it's a false nevuah, he's not allowed to say that. And we are not allowed to be derelict in bringing him to justice. We're not allowed to fear him at all. Finally, there's the Isser against taking a shvuah in the name of Avodah Zarah, for which the Rambam believes there is Malkot, the Raiva disagrees, and we discuss the parameters of that Isser, and when Poskim say nowadays that it would be permitted to, in certain circumstances, mention the name of Avodah Zarah. Thank you for joining me in learning today's Perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.